Here we are today on today's City Watch. I have as my guests Maddie and Elijah from the Public Works Department, more normally the Streets Department too. Today we're talking about sculptures in the parks, and what we have done over the course of the past couple, 3 years is we're putting up sculptures, especially in Riverview Park on the dike, but also up in Lyons and at the library. So we want to talk about what that process is and how we get to do sculptures in the first place. So Maddie, why don't we hit to you, and what have we done and what is the process that you've been a part of?
So we've gone down to the Quad City Arts, Elijah and I, where they did kind of the bidding or the tallying of who wanted what sculpture. We were able to pick six this year. We did keep one from last year. So now we have two that we've purchased from an artist, and they're both at the library. One of them's the little boy sitting on the, I think it's called A Book for Everyone, and then Enchantment of Reading is the other one.
Yeah, it's a boy and a girl reading books.
Yeah.
And sitting on books down at the library.
It's very fitting.
Very fitting, yep.
For the library.
I believe it's the same artist that did the
violin. The same artist, yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. That did the violin, right?
Yep. Autumn Melody.
Yes.
Would be the name of that one.
Yeah, that one's really cool.
And so you actually went down to what I call the draft meeting, and you sat around the table with, you know.
Yep. So basically, we had some people meet beforehand and go through all of the picks that were possible on the Quad City Arts website. And we kind of got a tally for which one was more popular by demand. And we took six picks with us, and we were able to get all but one of them, and then Elijah and I had to decide on a whim which one we wanted based on two. That one was placed up by the sawmill. That one's pretty cool. I believe it's called Hydraulic Jump. It's just a it's a neat piece of artwork. The artist is actually from Comanche, so I thought that that was kind of fitting to keep it pretty local. So,
and then what are the ones that we have put up, Elijah, this past year?
Well, like I said, we had Autumn Melody. That's by the Showboat. Variations of a Circle. That's on at the Rotary Park off of Fifth Avenue South. Selective Memory. That's out here at City Hall. Skyward, which is by the MTA. Hydraulic Jump, Sawmill. Piggy Bank Series. That's up by the Farmers Market on Main Avenue. So that should be six, right?
And then you, as part of Streets Department staff, actually go up and talk with the artist.
Oh, definitely, yeah. And they're a fun bunch. I mean, we kind of have the same mindset a lot of times. I'll start talking and get to know them. And
you actually
see what they're about.
Install it with them.
Yes, definitely.
And what kind of equipment do you need to, like, install it?
Drills, anchor bolts. We set up and pour the pads, too, usually, if we need a pad, if it's a new location. So.
And how heavy are each one? I mean, is it something that you can do with a couple
usually
of hands?
Usually a couple guys.
A couple guys. I
two
know
to
that,
three people.
I know that
kind of set them.
One was really heavy that we had to do two years ago, I think.
Yeah, the one that was up at Farmer's Market.
At Farmer's
Market,
right.
Took
a
loader.
That took a loader, yeah, to actually place it.
Yep.
Yeah. And that's what part of the understanding is that with the contract that we signed with Quad City Arts, and they signed with the artists, is that we're responsible to help install it.
Yeah.
And so that's part of the coordination. And when do you do this? What time of year?
Was it usually June, early June? And we usually coordinate with the artists because we're usually removing the ones from the previous year. And then, so we kind of do the swap out. So it's... the first year it was a little wonky, but we've got a system now.
Now we got
it went
system,
pretty smooth this time around.
And then as far as the city goes, it's about a $14,000 effort every year to have the art put in. But outside of that, there's really nothing, you know, it's a regular work day for you.
The longest install for us was maybe 45 minutes. I mean, otherwise it's in and out. So it really doesn't take much of our time.
And then for Maddie, she had to drive down to Quad Cities for a morning.
Well, we actually both did.
Yeah,
you both went. Okay. And then so, and that a lot of on your effort is just phone calls back and forth to kind of orchestrate with the artist, or do you orchestrate with the Quad City art contact there?
We do a little bit of both. The lady at Quad City Arts, Dawn, she's really good about giving contact information. So I did a little bit of dispatching with the artists this year, but I think it all worked out pretty accordingly. So.
And then every year they do a call for artists or a call for sculpture, which we make a determination. Yes, we want to do it again. And it's like we have to make that commitment by the middle of February. Then we go down to the sculpture selection meeting in the middle of March, install it, pay them know, for that. And then next year we do it all over again. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of I think it's a neat, you know, there are some of the pieces that I don't understand to start with, but then there's other pieces that I think are the coolest things since sliced bread. Mm-hmm. And I think everybody has that. And then we have a little committee that we go through too, that we kind of all organize. Hey, these are the sculptures that we like.
Yeah.
And we get a listing of about 10 or 20 of them.
Yeah.
And then when you guys go down to the draft meeting, you just go and pick them. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like a draft meeting for football. You know, we want the wide receiver here on this one. So good. Anything else you want to say for today?
I think one of the coolest ones, it's kind of different. It's the one at Rotary Park because it's interactive with kids.
Yeah.
It's the variation on Circle of Fifths. We were hesitant about where to put it, and I think it ended up in the perfect spot. I don't know.
Yeah,
it
just there's fits always really well at the park. Kids messing with it now. It's
yeah.
I always like, and I don't remember the name of it, the sculpture that's been north of the fountain for probably the better part of a decade now. And all the time on Facebook, you see kids that are taking pictures or parents taking pictures of the kids sitting on that thing.
Yeah.
And they're lounging on it. Yeah. And I can't remember the name of it right now, but yeah. So good, good, good. Well, thank you both of you for coming in and talking with us today. And we'll see you all next time on City Watch.
Thank you.
Thanks.